Ghosted by a Medium. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. How are you today?
Hello, Paul. I am fine. I'm still coughing and wheezing a bit from my bronchitis asthma situation, so I could be better, but I'm fine.
Well, thank you. At first you had a mask on, but I figured since we're doing this, you know, about 10 miles away from each other, right, I'm not going to catch whatever you have going on in that house
extreme.
Of yours.
I had the mask on because I'm scared of one of the people that live in the house with me. I'm scared that he's a COVID vector spreader, so that's why I had the mask on too.
Would this be while he's throwing garbage out in other people's skiffs, or is that how he catches it, or you don't know?
In 2 or 3 years, he hasn't done that.
Really?
He seems to have cured that behavior.
You mean outing him on Community News shamed him into stopping that?
It might have.
You know, that might be a good business plan for us, that we can have people write in and tell us what they want their significant other to stop, and we will just berate them on Community News to get them to stop that behavior. What do you think?
Good business plan. Let's do that. That's a really good business idea.
By the way, before I forget, I want to give full and final credit for the title of this show to your son who came up with it. He gets full credit for
it. If you didn't, I was going to mention it. My 16-year-old is the one who last night said, "Wow, we were ghosted by a medium." And I said, "That's really funny." I said, "I might have to post that on Facebook," but I didn't post it on Facebook. So now we can use it for our episode title. And we indeed were ghosted by a medium last night, Paul. And I'm really disappointed.
What I find most astounding or astonishing or whatever word you want to use is the fact that you have been COVIDing down, not seeing anyone, but yet you were willing to let a medium come into your house
to give you some sort of
a reading.
No, we were going to do it in the backyard, outside, 6 feet apart with masks on.
Freezing cold. You were going to do it freezing.
I wasn't going to have her in my house.
But still.
Yeah. Well, I would get the fire pit going, you know? Yeah. I thought the freezing cold adds like an element of,
So one of the first people you're going to see in this 9 months of containing yourself is a medium who is going to, where was she? Was she the one in the penny saver? Where did you find her? She didn't advertise with us. How did you find her again?
I found her because I had a doctor's appointment about a month or two ago. And at the doctor's appointment, she was the, I don't know what you call her, like nurse assistant, not a PA, not a real nurse, but some kind of like licensed medical professional that was taking my blood pressure and whatnot. And she told me that she's also a medium on the side. And I found that kind of funny that here she is in a doctor's office, which is, technically supposed to be science. And then she's telling me how she's a medium, and she told me that she communicates with animals and with your dead relatives. And I said, "Oh, my dead animals?" She goes, "No, alive animals." I said, "That's interesting. Alive animals, but dead relatives." I said, "Could you talk to my dead dog?" She's like, "No, I don't do that." So she's very specific that she only talks to the dead people, but she talks to the alive animals. And I was so intrigued by the whole conversation, Paul, because she also told me when I said, like, what do the animals tell you? She's like, "Oh, they tell me all kinds of stuff." She's like, "Sometimes they tell me they don't like the food the owner's giving them, or they tell me which their favorite toy is." And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, people pay for this? Like, I could go around and say I talk to the animals, too. I mean, I feel like I am very empathetic, and I love animals. And I could look at their eyes, too, and tell you, "Oh, guess what? Fido is hungry. Fido would like to eat. That'll be $60. You know? So I was intrigued by the whole concept, and I thought, you know what? This is probably bullshit, but what a fun Hanukkah present this would be to me and my family if I have her come over one night and we sit outside and we do a reading. And I thought that'll be a perfect gift. It'll be, you know, she said it's $60 an hour, and I thought, that's like $15 a person. That's cheaper than I spend on each nightly gift of 25 or 30. So I figured a $60 present to the whole family. So I lined her up for night five.
Right.
And I was all excited. So were my kids. We cleaned up the dog poop outside in anticipation of her coming. I wrote with the boys at 4:30, "Can one of you please clean up the dog poop? Because we'll be sitting outside." And, you know, that's always begrudgingly one of them does it. The youngest went out and did it.
Let me ask you a question. How long had it been since you had cleaned up the shit in the backyard prior to the medium coming? Had it been 9 months worth of shit back there at this point?
Not 9 months, but let me just say this. I will do almost any job in my house. It's just like when I work as a TV producer, I have this philosophy that I will do any job up and down the totem pole. I'm not a prima donna, okay? I'll do whatever needs to be done and show that I'll do it. But at home, I have certain jobs I refuse to do. One is cleaning up the poop because I have a big problem with poop. I did not enjoy it when I had to change their poopy diapers. So I tell the kids, like, I'll do all jobs except for that. So when there's poop, that's your job. Like, they don't have that many jobs or responsibilities or chores. So I'm like, cleaning up the poop is your job. But what's freaking annoying is nobody does it automatically. I have to constantly nag. So I might as well be cleaning it up for the amount of times I'm talking about it.
Right. So has it been cleaned up shorter in a shorter amount of time than it was to tell that story right there?
That I don't know. But it has cleaned up in the 9 months. But it's never cleaned up because somebody goes, hey, I'm going to go outside and clean up the dog shit. It's always me going.
Okay. So the dog shit was swept away. The chairs were put out. The fire pit was ready.
Exactly.
The medium was going to come over and talk to the dog.
Right. And we'll talk to the dog and also speak to some of my dead relatives. It was supposed to happen at 5. The whole family knew. I told them, days ago, they were so excited too, even though they don't believe in any of it and they think it's nonsense. Right. They thought it would be entertaining, as did I. And I told the medium, you know, it's a house of non-believers, so I didn't want her to think we're just making fun of her. So we were all ready and we're sitting there and the medium did not come.
Bet nobody saw that one coming.
Well, exactly. I said, I can't believe we're being blown off by a medium. And then it was my son who said ghosted by a medium, which is even funnier. But I just thought it was weird to be blown off by one because some would say that they're a bit of a, what's the word?
Charlatan.
Charlatan. That's the exact word I was thinking of. And it's like, you know, if you have a reputation in your profession of being a charlatan, so don't you at least want to like honor your appointments and show up on time?
Is it possible the dog got on your cell phone and called her up and said, you know, don't bother coming over? I mean, that's just as logical as anything else at this point.
I was wondering if somehow, like, the dog communicated with her or maybe one of my dead relatives pretended to me and called her as me because they, you know, a whole possibility of things could have happened. All I know is I got no phone call or text canceling this, and it was in my calendar. So we had no medium. So then what happened was I had no presents to give them because I've given them a present every night. But, you know, one night was books. One night was money. The other two nights were gifts. So I was planning on night 5 being this and I didn't have anything else here. So I said, all right, let's read this book that I had bought for our family to do like a family project on budgets and money. I said, let's read this book for the half hour we have left of what would have been the hour. And they're, nobody wanted to do that. So I made them read it. We read it out loud. And you would have appreciated it. It was a fun family moment because my little one is always goofing around. So he was making dumb jokes and goofing and laughing at it. So then I'm finally like, just fucking read it, which was very Hanukkah of me.
Like, it sounds like it was a carryover from your Thanksgiving. There's a theme in your holidays.
The book. And I'm like, seriously, like I try to make it all kumbaya, you know, Martha Stewart, Leave It to Beaver holiday. And within a half an hour, it's gone down to some kind of white trash, you know, me being like, sounding like some angry alcoholic mother being like, cut the shit. Just fucking do it.
Well, it's like Martha Stewart when she was in prison then. Basically, that's what it comes down to at this point.
A lot of yoga I heard when she was in prison. That's
really?
To yoga. Yeah.
Speaking of gifts, on a totally unrelated note, did you see that there's Richard Simmons Chia Pets now in every store in town?
Everywhere.
I don't know what happened.
I'm saddened by it because as you and I discussed last season, you know, he has been missing and nobody knows where he is and he isn't showing up in public. And I'm concerned, like, who's making money off of him? Is that his manager abusing him or his partner? Because he's obviously not making money off the Richard Simmons Chia Pet. Who is?
It's amazing. I just want to bring that up. So if you're looking for a cool, kitschy gift idea, everyone in town, every drugstore in town, even the consignment store has a couple of these Richard Simmons Chia Pet heads. Not to be confused with the Bob Ross ones, which are up all over the place now. He's having a resurgence in town.
Any kind of chia pet, so I can't imagine having like a chia of a person, you know?
Right.
We should make a ball chia pet.
You think so? But I don't have any hair anyway, so what would it be? Just a ball chia pet? It wouldn't grow in?
Yeah, but they could try different hairstyles on you. That would be fun.
Green hairstyle, a green leafy hairstyle. Maybe that's what I should go for in the future.
Yeah, there could be Vegas Paul, Amsterdam Paul, New York Paul, and they all have a different hairstyle.
All wear a different baseball cap. That's all. The hair comes out of the side of the baseball
cap. That's a good idea. Different baseball caps.
There you go.
You know what? Speaking of community news, Hanukkah and Christmas presents, we certainly do have something you could buy if you love our show. You could buy yourself a community news mug for the holidays.
Still on sale. We have a couple of them left. We can even have one of us sign them if you want. Why not?
Right. And, you know, they make a great gift. Give one to the one you love, to the community news fan near you. Buy a community news mug. What are they, like $15?
Something like that. It's a bargain, as we say.
Listen, they're not selling as fast as we want. If we need to, we could change the logo to like a picture of beautiful us, if that's going to sell it faster. Do you think we need to do a cartoon picture of us, Paul? Would that sell our
Maybe mugs? That'll be our 2021 updated logo. That's what we're going to
work
on.
We'll have an artist do like a rendering of us. Maybe that would sell the mugs better. Because then they could actually be having coffee with our smiling, annoying faces every morning.
That's wonderful. On that note, I hope the medium does show up at some point. Next week
we'll be... Figure out, what do I do, Paul? Do I call her and say, hey, we missed you, like, we didn't see you? Or, like I said to the kids, do I find a different medium? Like, does it... Because it makes me think, as it is, okay, I'm giving a lot of benefit of the doubt, hiring you, agreeing to hire you as a medium, right? You're the lady taking my blood and doing my my blood pressure at the doctor. Now, I'm giving you a lot of latitude by saying I'm going to listen to your nonsense, talking to my made-up dead relatives, talking to my dog, paying you $60. It'll be entertainment for us. Now, do I also give the latitude? Do I give the latitude of actually giving you a second shot? Or do I just find a different medium?
I think, like, the fact that you're even having this conversation means that tonight's present should be psychiatric, going to the therapist and talking to her.
If tonight's present for everyone, because I did say last night, our family communication and dynamic needs, I actually said it needs intervention because it shouldn't be so hard to read a book out loud. So maybe that's what I'm going to wrap in an envelope, family counseling. That's a great idea.
We're going to tape that and put that on next week's community news for everyone to see. On that note, next week will be our end of Hanukkah Christmas show. It's always a festive show. Make sure to tune in. And I'm going to prepare for the snowstorm that's coming. So on that note, my name is Paul.
Ugh, here comes the snow. My name is Sasha.
Sasha, stay in, keep away from the COVID, stay away from the snow, and I will talk to you next Tuesday.
Hey, see you next Tuesday, Paul. We love you, community.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye.